Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Yes, we have all witnessed a beautiful Bob Ross style sunset. John was looking out the window earlier and
spectacular. I sort of
failed to tell
to
everyone
myself.
Else about it. Just kind of did keep it to yourself a little bit. And we got someone texted in on the text machine on the same tip. It might have been you, pocket dialing.
I was enjoying the sunset this evening. It was great.
Now we've just got Jaden to look at.
Yeah,
g'day, mate. How's it going?
I was disappointed. It could have been a wonderful Instagram opportunity. We could have got one together.
It's probably like this little like John's shirt, kind of like that, like a little crimson vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome, Jaden from
Thank
Leisure.
You.
How's it going?
I'm really good. Thanks for the invite. It's good to be here.
Exciting times for Leisure because you've got a couple of shows on the cards. You've got
busy boys.
We do.
What's the one this weekend, right?
No.
Next weekend.
Better not be.
There's one on the 15th of August, which is Aotearoa.
Yeah. So that was like we had some stuff booked before we got locked down, and that all obviously is never happened. So when we came out, this opportunity came up, and it was. I think we pretty much just said yes straight away. It's going to be cool. Dust the cobwebs off.
It looks like a powerful lineup. Black Seeds, Lady Six, Y'all, Leisure, GSB, yeah. Clicks, Solar Rosa, Frank Booker, Flamingo Pier Live, and Tina Turntables. I think Solar Rosa is the full band as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's like, Solar Rosa is so mint.
It's sold out.
Yeah, there's some of the Black Seeds guys and Solar Rosa. I haven't met before, but we've talked online, so it's going to be cool to catch up and watch them play. And it should be a great night. I think, is it sold out? Or is it like...
It has
you
sold
get
out. I think you're...
There's a little sold out moniker up here.
Are you playing one or two sets?
Don't believe what we say, though.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think the evening has sold out, so...
Oh. So it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, it's sold out with really good people.
And Leisure...
The quality of the audience.
Playing Elemental a bit later in the year, which
so
is
I think
having Hopetown?
Yeah, Hopetown Alpha.
In the building?
Huh?
In the inside of
on
the beautiful
roof. Well, Hopetown Alpha.
What a venue.
I think that got announced a couple of days ago. And we've always tried to play in venues that aren't often used. And Hopetown Alpha is, beautiful place. So, like, the only time I've been there was for, a wedding.
I've been to a wedding there.
I think they do, a few weddings. Cool. So.
The last band I saw inside was actually Ha the Unclear.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
Awesome. So it sounded good.
Sounded incredible in there.
Yep. No, I think it's going to be awesome. I think we're doing two shows in the one day. And there's going to be DJs and stuff playing between.
Wow.
We're going to be working.
Oh, snap. How does that work? So separate sets or?
Yeah, so I think the first one's at 6:30. And then we're on at maybe 9.
I should look the second one.
Leisure hitting the summer festival circuit.
We are, but we just can't say it because it's announced. Yeah, but we are going to be doing a couple of festivals.
You excited?
To
play summer festivals.
I am. We did a couple last year, and I didn't know how it was going to go, but we had so much fun. It's just great to be out of Auckland.
The froth is just off the chain.
The froth. Yeah.
It's
the gargle.
It's just like you got 7 days over the New Year period where you're like, all right, there's basically no rules.
Yeah.
You
go hard. Here we go. Elemental, October 17th. You'll be on at 7 p.m. and then a little rest and then back on at 10 p.m.
Which
I love this.
It's going to be. I haven't done that.
Obviously, 10 p.m. is going to be the throwdown vibe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you do backstage? Do you just go
well,
get some pizza?
That's
going to
be the question.
Or
I don't know.
Hopetown, you got K Road
enough, but
everybody be back 5 minutes before or else.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're just gonna, not
play
drink.
Some PlayStation.
That's okay, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Now,
I think like you've got an opportunity to right your wrongs from the first set. So, if the first one sells out, the second one's going to be better.
Elemental.
Should we play a song? We've actually got you in here this evening to guest lick some music. And what is your first guest selection that you would like us to start with?
I think the first one is Durando.
This is a jam. I think there's a few songs that we play up here, by the way.
Oh, really?
So we should probably hang out, man.
Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, this is a beaut. We were just swapping round his stories. Not that John and I have any. We have secondhand ones via
Paddy from Roundhead.
Paddy, who comes in every Tuesday for Tools of the Trade. You were saying, Paddy, did he engineer your session?
He did. The stories were in, I can't imagine any of our stories would have been in there. It was more around like recording of the instruments and stuff.
Right on.
Well, he did say that you enjoyed some pals.
We did.
Okay.
just a couple. Now we. It was like the first time we'd kind of decided to track drums live and do stuff live. And because whenever we'd done anything in the past, it's all just studio, loop based, or programmed drums. Like even on the first record, we sampled a lot of drums and had to, Josh, being a master, actually redid the programmed drums so that. We owned it,
man.
But this time, because we had been playing since then we've been playing live a lot more, and we've got a band, and we've got Paul Rupper who plays drums for us now and comes away with us on our trips and is part of, you know, like a massive part of
X-Mint Chicks, everyone.
Just yeah. Yeah.
Everyone know the reference there?
X-Mint Chicks, super legend, dude, super creative, amazing drummer. So we kind of got to this point where we wanted the recordings to reflect what we're doing live a bit more. So we went around here, did it to tape, drums and bass live. I played guitar, just
for the feel.
Just for the feel and the fun, but I'm pretty sure it, like,
for the
make the record.
For the uninitiated, what's it like going to Roundhead as a musician and recording?
We're so lucky to have that studio here in New Zealand, to have
Kapai,
a studio that is of that quality. It's a beautiful place to record, beautiful atmosphere, amazing gear, great engineers,
carpet.
So good carpet. Great rugs.
It's my great. All I can think about is lovely Persian carpet.
Great.
They probably got actual lights. Real Persian carpets in there, John. Do you understand what that means?
So we're super lucky to have a place like that here and to use. So
a fucking Neve desk. Everyone, say a couple of fancy word names here.
Yeah, Neve.
Some ribbon microphones.
Yeah,
they're all good ones.
Yeah, Paddy's collection of keytars.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and they've got heaps of instruments in there that you can use for your sessions and stuff. So,
was there anything that you guys picked up that you were like, let's have a hoon on this for a
we
second?
We went pretty hard on the Moog.
Model D, like the single monophonic.
Yeah.
Classic sort of West Coast.
Yeah.
No, were you doing bass lines with it?
Bass. Right. Yeah. So we got weird with that for a little bit, and that made it onto a couple of songs, which was cool. But yeah,
he's talking about bringing that here. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's like walking up the street with an original Model D Moog is a little bit fuzzy.
We could send you up there with like the Zoom or a roaming mic.
Yeah,
and that might be the go. You and Rick something, go up there. Yeah. Just keep it safe. Now, did you guys cut a whole record up there?
We did the first half of our record, all the drums and bass and some bits and pieces, and then guitars and vocals and stuff. We just do on our own studio. So,
sweet.
We're gonna do that again. It was heaps of fun, and I think it like really made a difference with the recordings this time, because you can just, there's just more dynamic and feel and a human element than just the straight samples, but it's still like a blend of the loop drums and the real stuff. So
very nice.
Now, what else would you like to select music wise this evening?
What else is on
we
the list?
Have some Stones, some Meters, Geraldo Negro. We've got Tommy.
Yeah, play that one. That'll be a nice I missed the sunset, but this would have been a nice sunset song.
God damn it, John. Keeps coming up, mate.
It was beautiful out the window.
You got me running, 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 running.
Helado Negro with Running, as chosen by Jaden of Leisure. Jaden, what do you do in Leisure?
I play a little guitar and do a little sing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Out front.
Out front. Yeah. I grew up learning the drums and just, I guess, built up the, I wonder what it's like up there. And then I got up there and I was like, this is terrifying.
Do you have a favourite venue that you've played in New Zealand?
You're allowed to say Hopetown Alpha. It's coming up.
the Hopetown Alpha single show is going to be
one show
highlight, which is going to be beautiful. I think partly because it was just a cool space. We played Crystal Palace on our first album release show.
Yeah, they don't have much going on there at the minute, eh?
No, we just like got in that window of they were doing shows there, and
I think they had some noise complaints and maybe needed to do a bit of like, you know, refurb.
That's
renovation.
Yeah, we like,
but like a theater
took
right?
our
it's made
own production in and lights and stuff, but it was just you know, and it had, like, you go in there, it had this like musty old smell, but it was cool just because it was it felt unique and it was heaps of fun. And. And just like kind of the amphitheater style of the seating was cool. So yeah, I think that was probably like my favorite locally.
You guys have done some international touring as well, haven't you?
Yeah, last year we went to Europe, which was awesome. And we did a tour of Australia, which was great. I think like Europe was like very unexpected, you know, we didn't know.
Did you just get an offer? Do you get an offer, or did you guys decide?
Well, we've got an agent over there, and then we've got we signed to Network Records out of London. Mm-hmm. So we went over there to do. They wanted us to do The Great Escape, which is like industry
game show
kind of
what
thing.
Like a South by Southwest.
Is it Network with an E?
It's and with two T's, bro.
Yes. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad
right
I asked
on.
These questions. Yes.
But yeah, like that London was awesome. Berlin was probably my favorite.
Oh fuck, it's
what,
good.
Just like, for the time just, off or the show?
It's a little bit loose.
The show. We didn't get to spend much time in Berlin. We were kind of in and out there. Mm. But the show was just, it felt like one of our early shows here, like a real excitement. And
it's stoked,
like,
eh?
And it was, well, was super stoked, super friendly. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, really great vibe. It just felt like we're at home, but on the other side of the world.
Not that you're really banking on expats in Berlin, but there is a sort of solid expat community over there of Kiwis.
We had a few friends that we knew that came down, which was cool. But yeah, I think I think the interesting thing for us was just to see if because we get most of our engagement and people turning up and finding out about the band through Spotify. So it was just interesting to see if those, I guess, you know, statistics
equal to actual real humans.
Where are you popular on Spotify?
Wow, should we have a look?
Yeah. You want my logins?
No, but you can see on the side of the thing, okay? Doesn't it show you like
for those of you listening at home, behind the scenes Big Hungry is just doing a bit of a dig on Spotify here in studio to see where
just
the most,
a look at monthly
most
listeners
monthly
here.
Listeners
here we go.
Are coming from.
Here we go. Sydney is popping off, Los Angeles is popping off, London is popping off. We're all in the 20,000s here. Melbourne going hard and Auckland coming up at number 5. Come on, Auckland, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. We've had moments when Auckland's creeped up, but it's generally
It's a numbers game, isn't it, really?
So we went to all those places last year and the show's awesome. Melbourne was amazing.
Auckland, you know, it's all pretty clustered. It's strong. Strong attendance here from around the globe is what I'm trying to say.
This has been a long voice break, but where'd you play in Melbourne?
Oh, Australia, John.
You can say Australia, but I'm talking about the venue.
Maybe the corner?
The corner,
okay. Corner Hotel, I think, maybe.
Sounds about right. Should we play a song?
I'm looking at the meters.
Let's play a song. Yeah. Yeah.
Or,
Maybe play the Stone Struck.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you played that one up here?
No.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Oh, 80 Stones. Is this 80 Stones?
Remastered.
Sense is my
The Rolling Stones, as I've never heard them before.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Tom played me that song. I've been listening to it ever since.
Goddamn, Tom.
Tom actually put us on a really good tip with the gentleman who scored all of the Miami Vice soundtrack.
Oh, yes. Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer.
Yes. Yes.
Man.
Goddamn. I heard they stopped that show because he stopped doing the soundtrack. That's what. That's the rumor. Yeah. He was like, "Look, I won't be scoring this anymore."
Big and
they're
Hungry, like, "Oh, no, I guess we're stopping." And I DJ'd Laneway a couple of years ago, and we opened Laneway.
We did.
With some Jan Hammer.
And how'd it go?
Great.
Well, it was just the bar staff setting up.
Yeah.
The gates weren't actually open yet.
Shh, mate.
But fucking yo, it was meant.
We've DJed two festivals. One of them being Laneway, the other being Wonder Garden.
Wonder Garden, which was
opening for Avondale Bowling Club that one time.
We were there.
Yeah, but no, literally they came on right after. I was playing a good song that they liked, and Tom Scott looked at me and gave me that knowing wink, as if to say,
"Yeah,
mint flute track, dog."
Yeah,
he was right. It was a great flute track.
Yeah, that was a really great event.
Yeah, hopefully it comes back.
Yeah,
that was a great New Year's Eve because we were like, party at my house, come to John's house for a party, and then I and my crew went to another house for a different party, and some strangers ended up partying at my house without me being at my house.
That was a great
was it was that was that
maybe
I don't know I don't know whose house it was. Maybe it was yours.
Hey everyone, we need to say that if you want to see Leisure, you can't. We Love Aotearoa is apparently sold out. Investigate that though, you never know.
But you can get tickets to Elemental.
I hope not.
Yeah. Elemental.
What's
October
the capacity?
17.
Capacity of the Hope Tower. It's
I
not
think
that
400.
Big.
It's so stately. You don't overpack it. You know what I mean?
It's such a great venue.
We'll overpack it, mate.
Yeah, keep it comfortable. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I want everybody to have space and room. I think that like people after having distance from each other will be keen to get up and close and
maybe,
personal.
Yeah. Maybe John and I have been pashing before each show.
The weird,
just kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I did walk in earlier and it was a little weird.
You guys don't need a pash with no trousers.
Yes, we do.
No, but
welcome to BFM.
I feel like at first, like coming out of lockdown, it was like a little bit weird being out. But now I feel like people are craving human touch.
It doesn't take long, does it, before we get back to our instincts of replicating ourselves. where should we go?
Maybe it's time for a Leisure song.
We should play a Leisure song. Yeah, let's play.
No, keep on the playlist.
Okay. You're the boss, mate. This is your segment right now. Where to from here then? Bit of Tommy, bit of Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Do you play that Tommy song all the time? Or
I think this is more like my private time type music. I don't really drop it too much on the radio.
Is it not appropriate for the radio?
This is like Leisure Hour, so it makes a lot of sense.
All right, let's
get it. It's a beautiful record, this.
Yeah.
Tommy Guerrero. Thank you. Desert Road Cruising. Tommy Guerrero, Los Padres, as chosen by Jaden of Leisure.
Now, the next Leisure release, looking to be a 7-inch.
Jesus, yes. John, just all the off-air chat, straight on air, man.
Yeah.
It's not subtle, bro.
No, you get straight down to the facts that I'm consistently kind of getting a little bit wrong. Yes, we've got a new record, but we're bringing it out over two installments, side A and side B, and purely just because on the last record, like, we finished the music and then it just felt so long between finishing it and then actually putting it out, and so we want to keep that momentum and excitement around, you know, the process of making it and putting it out. And so we just decided for a bit of fun to do a 7-inch before you know, the whole record's out, which won't be till next year. So
and a B-side.
Yes.
B-side being a song which may not appear on the record.
No, the song we just brought out, Slipping Away, is going to be the A-side, and then the B-side is the next song that we're about to bring out.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
and produced obviously by Leisure. Team of producers in that band, mainly Josh and DeJace behind the wheel there, or who's doing the fucking the cut and paste, that kind of stuff.
On the first single Slipping Away, that was Josh, and then the song that's coming out, I think on the 14th, it comes out in 2 weeks, I think. That was Jace. So yeah, usually it's either Josh or Jace that are at the helm, and then
they work quite independently of each other, or do they? Does it?
Well, when we write, we set up. We usually get an Airbnb and set up different DIY
zones
within the place. And so Jace will usually.
Is there healthy competition there? That's kind of where I'm headed with this.
At first there was, but now it's just like, if anyone gets something cool, then we usually just gravitate to that idea. Usually we just get heaps of ideas flowing, and then usually what ends up being a Leisure song is what the five guys gravitate towards, and then we finish it off together. So the idea that Jace did for the second one was actually a beat he made at home and then brought it into.
Cool.
We were in France last year, and we hired a place and did a bunch of writing over there after our shows, which was very idyllic and kind of surreal.
Beautiful countryside.
Yeah, at one point we were sitting there around the table having dinner.
Wait, everything is bomb.
A few glasses of wine, and then a wild deer was trotting around in the garden.
It looked me directly in the eye.
And Jordan said, "Shit, there's a deer!" And then it ran off, and that was the end of the moment. But it was beautiful. So our new record sounds like the South of France deers and that whole vibe. Yeah.
Have you considered getting any guest producers to remix any Leisure tracks? Is that on the cards?
It's always on the cards, but we haven't done it for this.
There's too many producers. We just covered that.
Oh, new record.
I said a guest.
We had like quite a couple of remixes done on the last record. One by this guy called Lawrence Guy in London, and it was a pretty like lo-fi house version, but I really liked it and been following him ever since. But yeah, at this point, we haven't got anything.
Not at this stage.
No, okay. Not at this stage.
All right.
Look, I think we better wrap it all up with a Leisure tune. It would only be right.
Should we play the new one?
I think that makes the most sense. I mean,
yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You're welcome.
Pleasure is always ours. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah. So this song, we got an Airbnb up in Whenuapai, and
right by the airbase.
Right by the airbase.
What do you look for in an Airbnb? Let's do that one.
Well, we like it to be roomy enough space for six guys to have their own little space, get away from it, but then also to be able to set up different little mini studios and not have too much noise bleed. And then we try and find somewhere that's idyllic. We usually like to have a high vantage point. Hopefully, ideally a vista.
Looking at the airport.
Ideally some water and a beautiful sunset. And
a Bob the Ross theme, situation.
The theme of the show. We didn't have water on this trip, and I think the place was like, it was just, you know, like purely, I think it was like someone overseas who owned it that just hired out for Airbnb.
I got you.
And it was very unused, but very good space, and we wrote the song and came together really quick. And
that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Let's get it. This is slipping away from.
Thank you very much, Shaden.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.